Russia has once again banned imports of kangaroo meat due to unacceptable levels of E. coli. The roo meat trade to Russia has been rocky, to say the least. It was initially suspended back in 2008, then reopened in late 2012. The most recent ban was put in place in May this year, and there are claims it's been kept under wraps by the Australian government and industry, Virginia Tapp reports.
According to a Russian government website, the sole trader of Australian kangaroo meat to Russia, Macro Meats, were given a warning about their product on March 28 of this year. After failing to comply with Russian standards, Australian kangaroo meat imports were temporarily banned on the 22nd of May. Vice President of the Australian Society for Kangaroos, Fiona Cork, says this information was never made public.
No politician has come forward and said anything. The kangaroo industry hasn't come forward and said anything, and we think that the public has a right to know.
Fiona says it was only by chance that she came across the information that Russia had banned kangaroo meat imports.
This had only happened since the MH17 things, when all meat was banned, and so I basically went to that Russian site. Usually we keep, you know, we keep an eye a bit on that to see what's happening. But I hadn't checked for several months, and I went back after the MH17 disaster, after there were the reports that Russia placed sanctions on Australian meat exports. So I wanted to see whether kangaroo meat was included in that. And when I went to that site, I discovered that it had actually been banned in May, so that the new sanctions over MH17 had nothing to do with the kangaroo meat being banned.
She says Australian consumers have cause to be concerned about kangaroo meat products in supermarkets.
And this is the same company that supplies all the Australian supermarkets with kangaroo meat. And that's another reason why I think the public should know that if in another country that they're doing these checks for bacterial contamination, why isn't this coming across in Australia? Why aren't the same checks being done? Kangaroo meat is marketed to them as being a healthy superfood. Yet, on the other hand, we have a country that doesn't want to buy it anymore because they've found large amounts of bacterial contamination.
The suspension of the kangaroo meat trade to Russia will also cause major headaches for Australian farmers and kangaroo harvesters. Kangaroo export markets generate demand for the meat, creating incentive for harvesters who then help landholders control the vast kangaroo population in outback Australia. Western Queensland kangaroo harvester Graham Mackney says the most recent ban has affected jobs and incomes. He says shooters were not formally notified of the ban.
We all found out by word of mouth that Russia had stopped the import of kangaroo meat again here some months ago.
He says another ban because of high levels of E. coli looks bad for the industry.
Well, any ban on our meat, it definitely has an effect on the industry. Like, you know, if it was E. coli again, well, we really have to start looking at where and why this problem's been caused, like, and have to put in prevention methods in place.
The managing director of Macro Meats, which was the sole supplier of kangaroo meat to Russia, says they are working to reopen the trade. Ray Border says Russia was using the wrong testing standards for kangaroo meat.
On our testing, because every shipment is tested before it leaves, we found nothing wrong with it whatsoever, and neither did they for 80 containers. Until we found out that they were testing us under the wrong standard. So we have already, through Department of Agriculture, sent a request into the Russian authority, Rosnohoznodor, for their consideration, which they were very receptive about. We've had an EU audit in between time, which we passed with flying colours. Everywhere else around the world accepts our standard is good, and even the Russians themselves realised that they were testing us under the wrong protocol. So they're considering taking it again. That tells a story as well.
Mr. Border says political tensions with Russia impacted the trade long before the MH17 disaster.
I don't believe personally, through our testing, and I mean extreme testing, there was an issue at all. It's just been caught up with all the other issues in Russia. And, you know, we can see that. In March, you had the hormone claim from the Russians, and then all of a sudden they started to find they had issues with the kangaroo meat. Clearly, you know, the Russians are making a statement.
The Federal Minister for Agriculture has been contacted for comment but didn't respond before deadline. The department has confirmed the ban is in place. The only politician available to speak on the issue at this stage is Queensland Senator Barry O'Sullivan. He says the government is focusing all efforts on opening the kangaroo meat trade to China.
I know personally there's been four or five trips to China, and we've had incoming delegations from Chinese officials. So there's been a lot of work done. It's not moving quickly enough for some, and I understand from talking to the proponents recently that they feel things have stalled a bit. We're about to get to the sharp end of free trade agreement discussions with China, and they know how valuable this trade would be to us. It won't surprise me to see them sort of trade those valuable things off for something else that they want in the trade agreements.
Queensland Senator Barry O'Sullivan ending that report from Virginia Tapp.